Welcome to the Charlton's Quantum Update number 68. We begin in Australia. Our first news update concerns a directive on cybersecurity from the Australian Securities and Investments Commission, known as ASIC. On the 8th of May 2026, ASIC issued a directive calling for an urgent cyber uplift as artificial intelligence accelerates cyber threats. ASIC called on all financial licensees to review their cyber resilience measures. It observed that frontier artificial intelligence models are accelerating global cyber risk and exposing vulnerabilities with unprecedented speed and scale. The regulator characterized cyber resilience as a core licensing duty rather than an information technology department issue. It invited proactive governance and protection protocols across the regulated population. Let us begin with ASIC's expectations on cyber risk management. ASIC noted that artificial intelligence models create material risks for financial entities and that malicious actors may exploit isolated weaknesses to trigger system-wide failures. The regulator referenced the recent court outcome involving FIIG Securities Limited as a precedent highlighting the value of robust risk management controls. ASIC indicated that firms may consider demonstrating that their cyber protocols operate effectively and align with the size and complexity of the business. Through that statement, ASIC established its position that advanced digital tools compound existing operational threats for regulated entities, turning now to incident response and board governance. ASIC indicated that regulated businesses may consider maintaining robust incident response plans. It observed that the fundamental principles of cybersecurity remain constant, regardless of attack sophistication. Entities should govern, protect, detect, and respond to threats. The regulator placed responsibility for these protocols with executive leaders and boards, recommending preventative action before exploitation occurs. Through that statement, ASIC clarified its expectation that executive leadership is directly accountable for testing and defending digital infrastructure. In practical terms, ASIC set out a strategic action plan for Australian licensees. It invited all regulated entities to reassess their operational plans, identifying and protecting critical assets while minimizing attack surfaces. Firms may consider promptly patching systems, actively managing third-party network exposure, and using defensive artificial intelligence to secure software prior to release. ASIC requested that entities present the regulatory letter to their risk governance committees. It noted that it continues to collaborate with international regulators to monitor emerging technical vulnerabilities. Through that statement, ASIC set out its expectation of direct board-level visibility regarding its cybersecurity compliance directive. We move now to the United States and a no-action letter from the Commodity Futures Trading Commission, or the CFTC. On the 13th of May 2026, the CFTC's Division of Market Oversight and Division of Clearing and Risk issued letter number 2614. This is a no-action letter addressing swap data reporting and record keeping for fully collateralized event contracts on designated contract markets and derivatives clearing organizations. The letter consolidates 18 previously issued no-action letters dating back to 2017. Beneficiaries include Kalshi, Polymarket US, Crypto.com, Derivatives North America, Bitnomial, Gemini, FMX, ForecastX, CME, and Railbird, among others. The relief applies exclusively to covered contracts. These are contracts based on the outcome of an underlying occurrence, listed on a designated contract market, and traded as fully collateralized positions. The divisions identified three concerns prompting the consolidated approach. First, the burden of supplementary requests on rulebook changes. Second, the risk of inconsistent positions for similarly situated firms. Third, the prospect of duplicative reporting under Regulation 16.02 and Part 45. The position remains effective until the CFTC adopts a final rule on event contract reporting. The next development concerns options limits on a Bitcoin exchange-traded fund in United States. On the 19th of May 2026, the United States Securities and Exchange Commission, or the SEC, published a notice regarding a proposed rule change by Box Exchange. The change amends interpretive material under Rule 3120 to increase position and exercise limits for options on the iShares Bitcoin Trust ETF, known by the ticker IBIT. The limits rise from 250,000 contracts to 1 million contracts on the same side of the market. The filing followed a comparable approval obtained by NASDAQ ISE. The exchange's liquidity analysis indicated that a 1 million contract limit would represent approximately 7.474% of the fund's float. That is comparable to or below existing limits for options on the major gold, silver, and Bitcoin futures funds. On a whole-of-market basis, full exercise would represent roughly 0.278% of all Bitcoin outstanding. The SEC waived the standard 30-day operative delay, finding the proposal raised no novel legal or regulatory issues. The exchange argued that restrictive limits hampered listed options markets in competing with over-the-counter venues. Reporting requirements remained unchanged. Staying with the SEC, our next story concerns a statement from the chairman on novel exchange-traded funds. On the 20th of May 2026, U.S. SEC Chairman Paul Atkins issued a public statement addressing the regulatory treatment of novel exchange-traded funds, including event contract funds. He noted the tripling of exchange-traded fund assets since 2019 and the willingness of fund sponsors to delay the effectiveness of certain novel products while the commission considers their implications. The chairman instructed staff to seek public input on how the commission should respond to recent market developments. Crypto asset managers, fund sponsors, exchanges, and structured product issuers may consider closely monitoring the forthcoming consultations. This applies particularly where products involve derivatives exposure, token-linked strategies, event-based settlement mechanics, or hybrid instruments. Our next story covers a new coordination framework between two American regulators, between the United States Securities and Exchange Commission and the National Futures Association. On the 21st of May, 2026, the SEC and the National Futures Association, or the NFA, executed a Memorandum of Understanding. The memorandum establishes a framework for cooperation and information sharing in areas of common regulatory interest across securities and derivatives markets. It was signed by SEC Chairman Paul Atkins and NFA President and Chief Executive Thomas Sexton. The arrangement covers examination planning, risk assessment, emerging risks, and financial market conditions. It also addresses the confidentiality and safeguarding of non-public information. The memorandum expressly does not create legally binding obligations or enforceable rights against either party. The development carries direct relevance for crypto-native broker-dealers, swap dealers, security-based swap participants, and digital asset derivatives operators navigating dual regime oversight. Each party retains autonomy over its own examination determinations. To conclude this edition, we turn to a landmark development for crypto derivatives in the United States. On the 29th of May, 2026, the CFTC announced a regulatory pathway permitting the listing of a true Bitcoin perpetual contract on a CFTC-registered exchange. This is the first time crypto perpetual derivatives will be capable of operating within the United States regulated commodities framework. Chairman Michael Selig described the move in an accompanying opinion piece as a step toward integrating a large segment of the global crypto derivatives market into the American regulatory system. Perpetual contracts provide continuous market exposure without a fixed expiration date. They use periodic funding rate payments to maintain alignment with spot prices. The absence of a clear domestic framework had driven such activity to offshore platforms. The CFTC's position is intended to bring activity within a supervised environment while maintaining oversight of leverage, risk management, market integrity, and participant protections. The prospect is one of expanded institutional access, onshore liquidity, and increased competition among American exchanges. That concludes Quantum Update number 68. All sources are available in the written version of this newsletter. Thank you for listening.